Man, we had church on Thursday. We had church on Friday. We had church on Saturday. What are y'all still doing here? Good morning. Happy Easter. There used to be a tradition. We could resurrect it. Hey, see what I did there? It's Easter. It's a resurrection Sunday. Where are you people today? But on an Easter Sunday morning, the minister would say, "He is risen," and the people would say, "He is risen." Oh, okay, so it's not that old a tradition, or it is old, and you guys are, well, anyway, I'm going to keep pushing until you come with me, so you may as well just join in. He is risen. That's what I'm talking about. He is, and that's why we're here. We're going to talk about why that matters, why that is a big deal. I think it's a big deal. Would you stand as we sing our opening song? So you see what happened? That was for the electric guitar solo, and I was out here saying hi to everybody, and I missed it. So you missed out. So come back next week if you want the guitar solo. What I'd like for you to do is to have a seat. I'd like to invite our children to come forward to the front pew down here for children's time. Aiden, slide on down. No, the front pew, the front seat. Oh, yeah. Whose child was that? How about just pop a squat where you are? That was, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll rove around. Pick a spot and stay there. You're making my, this is the front pew. This is where I wanted you, but if you're here, okay. Hey, let me figure something out real quick, because this is... Who are your Sunday school teachers today? It's Miss Olga and Miss Alicia. You're going to have a good time. I have a feeling it might be like herding cats. Today's a big day in the church. And what is today?
Easter.
Why? Okay, go ahead. The day that Jesus rose from the dead. Give me some ideas about why that's a big deal. Ariana's hand went up and then Leandro's. Why is that a big deal?
Because
Why is it a big deal that Jesus rose from the dead? Everything you said was totally true, but why is it a big deal that Jesus rose from the dead? It showed that he was who he said he was. He kept his promise. Ariana, everything you said was perfectly true, but it's a big deal that he rose from the dead because he said he would. Right? I mean, you and I could say, hey, I'm going to raise from the dead after I die, but guess what? Chances are? Right. You're going to talk more about that in Sunday school. We're going to send you off to class. Your teachers have a wonderful plan for you this morning. And here's something that's fun we're going to do. We're going to meet in this room right here after you have Sunday school, after we have church. We're going to have breakfast together. Sound good?
Yes.
Have a wonderful morning. Oh, you've already got breakfast. Very good.
I love you.
I love you. All right, boy. See y'all. See y'all. Do you remember? It seemed like yesterday. It was just a minute ago when the Sedlak children were so shy in front of people. I think that moment has left. Which is good, because now you have a choice of who your next two pastors will be. You can choose. You can, either one or both. Our call to worship this morning will appear on the screen in front of you and behind me. And we'll read responsively. Will you hop to the next slide, Matt, just for a second? Okay, under people, do you see what it says? What does it say? Okay, it's in parentheses, which means you're not going to read it out loud. It means you kind of read with a... Okay, do you need help figuring out what a great voice sounds like? Okay, you got it? All right, let's wing it then. Let's just wing it. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory?
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Wow, it sounds, Rocks, it sounds like we might be having church today. What do you think? I think we got them geeked up. We're going to talk during the teaching time that one of the things that means something to us on Easter is that it's a reminder that we get a do-over. That we get a do-over, that his mercies are new. How often? Every morning. And the reason that we need the mercies to be new every morning is because if you're anything like me, I make a mess of it all the time. And so I'm going to invite you. I can't demand it, and it wouldn't feel right if I did, but I'm going to invite you to join us in the unison prayer of confession. That if I were to boil the whole prayer down to a tweet, it would simply say, God, I need you to rescue me and save me because I'm not perfect. After that prayer, there's going to be some music and it's going to be a quiet time for you to spend some one-on-one time with the Lord. And you can meditate, you can pray, you can take a 30-second nap if you need it. But until then, I invite you to join me in the prayer of confession. Lord Jesus Christ, pardon all my sins, known and unknown, felt and unfelt, confessed and not confessed, remembered or forgotten. Help me to be a holy, happy person, free from every wrong desire, from everything contrary to your mind. Grant me more and more of the resurrection life. May it rule me. May I walk in its power and be strengthened through its influence. Lord, hear our prayers. Let's enter into a time of quiet prayer. Hear now the words of assurance and the pardon of the gospel. Hear the promises of God to those who truly repent of their sins and trust in Christ. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you did forgive the guilt of my sin. Amen. In your bulletin, you understand that the church bulletin, the order of worship, is more a guideline than it is a hard and fast rule with Dustin at the helm, right? We're all about grace at this place, right? And your favorite male singer, vocalist, hit a little bit of a snag in traffic this morning. Dane is just, oh, he's coming. Rox, that was fantastic. Well, okay, so I got more disappointment for you then. I'm going to preach, and then when he gets here, you pray him in here through the traffic, and then and we'll just flip-flop. We'll flip-flop the song and the sermon and the song, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Say it's going to be fine. I know. So what have you been out of shape for? Have you ever wanted a do-over? I have. As I was growing up, we played a lot of games. And maybe it was indoor games, but mostly it was outdoor games, right? And we're playing football, and we know that if Johnny picks up the football and he can't throw that well, so he wants to kick it, there is a 99% chance, because he does it every time, that he's going to kick that ball in a tree. And so we don't have a ball. We can't figure out whose ball it should be. So what does everybody call out? Do-over. Right? We're playing baseball in the backyard. And somebody pitches the ball. And somebody's feeling their vinegar. So they just lay into this ball. Right? Crack! Goes the bat. Zoom goes the ball. What's the sound of breaking glass? Is that fair? Is that foul? Is that a home run? That's a do-over. Except this do-over involves we're playing in somebody else's neighborhood now because we're running. Right? It has happened to me in Monopoly. When I was young and more impulsive, I frequently found myself asking for a do-over, for a fresh start, because I'd made a questionable decision. Maybe I'd pursued in a board game a losing strategy. Most of the time, especially if my parents were involved, there was no do-over. You live with the consequences. Now you pay the price, right? Every time I landed on that Monopoly game in somebody else's property, and I said, I don't really have the money. What do you think they said? Well, it's okay. They said, guess who's folding the laundry? You can't have a do-over most of the time in life, right? You messed up, you pay the price. The Bible says a lot about do-overs because you and me and you, humans, have this bad habit of messing up again and again. Has anybody ever messed up again and again? I have. Do you see me raising both hands? I put a foot up too, but now we're doing the hokey pokey. We fix one problem, and then we give in to some other temptation. Or we're driven by a selfish desire. We're tempted by some evil. We've all spent some time in the mud. We've all spent some time in the pig pen, from which there often is no escape apart from anybody giving us a fresh start. But how often does somebody come to you and go, let me wipe the slate clean? Well, the good news of Easter is that Easter is about the greatest do-over ever. A do-over that beats death. A do-over that beats the life that you haven't quite managed to live perfectly just yet. A do-over that beats the rut in which you're stuck, the hang-ups that you're hung up on, the addiction that has grabbed you, the sin that seems to have a hold on you, the lies that you've been living. Easter is the great do-over. Would you say it with me? Easter is the great do-over. That's the story of Easter. In fact, it's the story of the whole Bible. I mean, if we were to say this is what the Bible, the story of the Bible is about, we could say it this way. The Bible is the story of God's faithfulness to an unfaithful people. Let me remind us of a few great do-overs. Moses. He escaped almost being killed as a child. And he got his do-over when his mom sent him on this little raft down the river. Then he got another do-over when he was adopted into Egyptian royalty. But he blew it. Say, he blew it. He did. You know what he did? He killed a man, fled the scene of the crime, moved way on out to the boondocks like Onico. That is a part of town, right? And he was off grid. But then something happened with this burning bush. Do you know this story? God calls to Moses from a burning bush to let him know that it was time yet again for another. He went on to become God's man, despite having a substantial speech impediment. He brought down from the mount the Ten Commandments to God people and had a pretty successful movie career starring in both the Ten Commandments and the Disney movie, The Prince of Egypt. That last part's a little bit loose in the Hebrew. Moses had a couple do-overs. Hop to the New Testament. Lazarus. Have you heard this name before? One of Jesus' best buddies. But Lazarus did something that, well, we're all going to do. Lazarus went and died. And in this story, we get one of the shortest and most memorized verses in the Bible. Who's got it? Jesus wept. Right? Jesus was sad. So Jesus brought back Lazarus from the dead, gave him a do-over, after which his closest friends kept a little bit of distance. He'd been dead for a while and changed his name to Stinky. He'd been dead for a while. Saul, as perfectly religious a Jew as there ever was making a name for himself, climbing the corporate ladder by persecuting, arresting, and even participating in the death of Christians. A life of spewing hatred and anger is just, friends, no way to live. So you know what God gave Saul? He gave him a do-over. Just like John Cougar Mellencamp, or the artist formerly known as Prince, Saul started the name-switching trend and became the Apostle Paul, known for his inspired writing of large portions of the New Testament in our Bible, starting churches all over God's green earth. Saul to Paul, a do-over. The reason, possibly, that you're here today, Jesus. Possibly the inspiration behind the Billy Joel song, Only the Good Die Young. Jesus was fully God and fully human. He fed people. He helped people climb out of the messes they had made by showing them the way of love. He was a fisherman by hobby, a carpenter by trade. But he shone, one of those. He shone too brightly, and those in power who were insecure plotted against him. He was arrested, put through a joke of a trial, was then tortured and killed on a cross. He died. He was dead for 3 days. This is where the greatest do-over happens. He defeated the power of the grave. Just as he promised, he rose from the dead triumphant, and the phrase, "You can't keep a good man down," was born. It happened like this. This is Matthew 28. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on top of it. His face shone, definitely shone, shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women, "Do not be afraid." That's the most common thing an angel says when they show up to somebody in the Bible. I know that Hallmark has led us to believe that angels are cute. If they're so cute, why is the first thing that comes out of their mouth in the Bible, "Don't be afraid"? Right? A little puppy rolls up to you, and, you know, you're not thinking, "Oh, I should be terrified." Angels might not be cute. That's all I'm saying. The angel spoke to the women. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. Guess what? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there. Now remember what I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. That's a do-over story. Rox, thanks for praying that thing to completion. Rox was praying for you to get here. I mean, maybe some of the rest of us were too. Let me tell you another do-over story. Look around at this church. This church once had a heyday. I've heard there were 1,000 people in church on a weekend. I've heard 1,200. I've heard 10,000. I've heard there was a school in the back. But part of this church's story is that it went in decline. More than a decade, just headed down, 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 until the paramedics were not sure if they could feel a pulse. Church experts declared the church a lost cause. But God was simply waiting for the right moment to start the Bayshore Gardens Community Church do-over. This story is the story of fighters who refused to give up on a church that the experts said was dying and probably terminally ill. Fighters that had names like Ginger, Roy, Melinda, Matt, Jeannie, Neil, Alice. God's church, that's this church, has turned the corner and has taken in the last 3 years, almost 50 new members. Oh, there you are. And we'd like you to join us for the next chapter of this do-over. Everyone, maybe not everyone, a lot of well-seasoned, is that a nice way to say old? A lot of well-seasoned Christians have something that they call a life verse, right? Anybody got a life verse, Bible verse that you go, "Yeah, that's, see, Miss Bonnie's got one." Sometimes I've thought that my life verse ought to be Romans 3:23. "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Because my story is a story about do-over after do-over after do-over. I've needed more do-overs than you. Yet I rejoice daily that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, anyone who is in Christ is a what? New creation. My story is a do-over story. What about you? Is it time for a do-over? Maybe, like me, once or twice a day, you've made a mess of it. Failed relationships, we'll stop raising hands at this point. We want to be a welcoming place. Right? When I invite people to church, I say, you'll feel better after you leave than when before you got here. But in order to do that, we'll just keep your hands down here. Also helpful, if during this part of the section, you don't do the wrestling move called the flying elbow. Right? Maybe you've made a mess of it. Failed relationships, maybe. Selfish choices. Anybody? Don't raise the hand. Damn. Sabotaging behavior. Self-sabotaging behavior. Maybe you had an absent parent. Maybe you've been financially irresponsible. Maybe you've battled addiction. Maybe you live with resentment. Maybe you spend a lot of time hurting about something that happened a long time ago. Maybe we've broken promises to God that I'm going to break that nasty habit. Maybe our anger has gotten us into trouble at work or at home. Wouldn't that be nice if you could just yell, do over, and get a chance to do it again? If everything that happened in your life was written on one of those big whiteboards, wouldn't it be awesome if you could just walk up with an eraser and just wipe that mess off and say, do over, and make it clean again? Well, here's the good news of Easter. God can take that broken life and set it straight again. He can take a hopeless situation and just pour his hope into it. God can offer perfect love and forgiveness to people who have broken their promises over and over and over. He is the God of the do-over. The truth is, you know this. Sometimes you can't have a do-over. It's been a while since I've done a traffic story. You're on 41. You're all driving on 41, apparently. It's as if you know where I'm about to go, and then you get on the phone, and you're like, hey, Dustin's going to Five Guys. Get in front of him. Get in the left lane. Go real slow. He loves that. Right? And so you're driving on 41. You're losing your cool a little bit, right? The light turns yellow, and you go, I can make it. But you can't, and you don't. Boop! Right? And you pull over, and the officer walks up and says, do you have, and you go, yeah, I know what I did. It was pink. He goes, no, man, that's not pink. That's red. And you say, do over. Right? And he goes, oh, yeah, good call. Do over. Yeah, that's, all right, take it. Right? No. He goes, yo. To the tune of $372. Truth is, sometimes you can't have a do-over. And sometimes you can't afford the price. Some of your life choices bring you down paths that have consequences. But today, with God, you get a chance to start over. As we celebrate Easter today, 2019, God is offering you a fresh start. It is free of charge. The question for you and for me is, do I want it? Do you want to leave the past in the past? Do I want to forget what is behind? Do I want to press forward into this do-over? Are you willing to leave the mess and accept the life of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control that God has in his offering to you? Do you want a do-over? I do. Let's pray. How did you do it, God? You beat death. And it tells us that one, your power is something we can't quite comprehend, and two, that you keep your promises. And here we are, craving, needing some rescue, some saving, and a do-over. God, you are able to see into our hearts and our minds. And I pray that as you do, you see us as wanting and willing to take a step towards you for a new do-over. Would you stir up in us both desire and discipline to seek out you for a do-over? Thank you, God, for all those who are sitting in churches this morning, wanting to experience your love, your faithfulness. We pray for those churches, and I pray for my brothers and sisters here in this room this morning. God, would you bless us? Would you guide us? And would you lead us? Thank you for being with us always. This is our prayer. We pray it in the name of Jesus, who taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Remember how I said we're going to switch the song and the sermon? Well, we did the sermon, so now we're going to do. All right. Good idea. Just hold on the offering for a moment, please.
I'm really excited for this.
Stop the Lord Almighty. I've got it. make way before the King of Kings.
Easter, everybody.
I love this church. Man. Yeah, he is worth waiting for, isn't he? So are y'all too, right? I mean, that's the Easter story. God waits on all of us. That was beautiful. Transition. So God offers the do-over. And the next step is on you. And it's on me. And so as the ushers come forward, and don't switch mindsets yet. To go, I knew they were going to reach for my wallet. Just hold one second. Because the offering is for our regular members to give their tithe. But for all of us, the offering is for us to go, I am going to give you my life. That's the offering that really tickles and pleases God. And if there's even a chance that that plate coming in front of you makes you uncomfortable, just let it pass. Turn to the person next to you and say, Dustin said it was okay. Ushers, would you please come forward? Yeah, I would love, yeah. Everything's key of G, you know me. Except when Dane makes me play in the key of B. Oh, is this thing on? Yeah, key of G, but let me pray for the offering and then we'll just jam out. I would love, yeah, please play. You want to hear Pat play piano, don't you? But you want to hear, like, tear it up, right? Yeah, you got to be super fancy. No basic piano today. Like, let her rip, you know? Hey, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for the do-overs and the do-overs and the do-overs and the do-overs. So here's us. God, it's just Dustin and some friends. Offering our lives back to you. Would you take this offering, us, fill us, guide us, lead us, help us to make this world a better place, help us to shine the light that is you wherever we go. This is our prayer. God, for the offering that was monetarily received, would you bless its effectiveness so that the only thing it does is further your kingdom of love, joy, and goodness. Amen. Matthias Story. This is written by a very famous church songwriter named Hank Williams. I wandered so aimless, my life was filled with sin. I wouldn't ask my dear Savior in. But then, the do-over. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well, just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claim for my home. Then, like a blind man, that guy get back inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light, I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night, now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Yeah? I don't know. I was a fool. You ever been a fool? You ever seen me be a fool? All right. I was a fool to wander astray. We're going to go to church, Rocks. For straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, He is the light. Well, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
No more
darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well, some glad morning when his life is over, I fly away to a home
to a home on God's celestial shore.
Fly away then.
I fly away, oh glory. I fly away.
When I die,
when I die, hallelujah, bye bye. I fly away.
Lolly, let's fly away again.
Fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye bye. Fly away.
I'm going to ask you to show me a finger, but it's not that one. It's your pointer finger. May I see it, please?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
You want that do-over, you're gonna hide it.
Hide it under a bushel.
No.
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel.
No.
I'm gonna let it shine. Gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of
big finish.
I'm gonna let it shine, gonna let it shine.
Take a breath.
Gonna let it shine, gonna let it shine.
That's so fun. Oh my gosh. Hey, and so it's just, I don't know what it is with our music people, but Dane had challenges getting here this morning. Lolly had to spend a night in an airport to get here, right? 2 days in an airport? Oh, that's all. See? She still got church before you did. Oh, wait, did you? I don't know. I don't know. I think there are a couple announcements I'm going to give you. Matt has an announcement to give you, and I think the only two things I want to give you by way of announcements are to, number one, say thank you for coming today. You didn't have to. I imagine, I've never had the option, I mean, not for 23 years, but I imagine Easter morning would be a good morning to sleep in, but you didn't, and you gave up home field advantage, and you came here, and so I want to say thank you for coming today, and I want you to come back, and I mean it. And the second announcement I have for you is that it would be just like a lot of churches to come in for an hour on a Sunday and then breeze out and never really be what Jesus had planned for the church. And that is the community where we encourage each other, where we help each other, where we don't judge each other, where we love one another. And so to give you the beginning steps to do that, we want to invite you to breakfast. It is without a doubt, and somebody say amen, the best free breakfast in town. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, so that's going to happen after I give you the benediction. But Matt feels like he did something. Come on, Matt. Matt feels like he maybe did something that wasn't super awesome, but y'all are going to be graceful, right? He had all your cars towed during the sermon. See now what he says? No big deal.
Good morning. I need a do-over today. Some of you noticed, and maybe the rest of you noticed and didn't say anything, but the in the flyer where it's listed where who donated the lilies and for who and everything. I have not been passing that information on to the secretary, so a lot of that is not in the bulletin. I'm very sorry about that. My wife had a hip replacement a couple weeks ago, and I've just been too busy. I haven't been doing my bookkeeping, so I have not passed that information on. I'll get caught up this week. I'm hoping there's enough lilies for everybody. If there's not, let me know. We'll get you a lily, or we'll give you your money back.
Somebody say we love you, Matt. Here's something that Matt didn't tell you, but I will tell you. It's church. Holy Week is always a busy week in the church. Also, Matt was dealing with his wife having a hip replacement recently. So it's not like he's been slacking, okay? And if we say grace is a good idea for you, grace is a good idea for everybody. Amen? I mean, I know there's this thing that everybody thinks forgiveness is a good idea until you got to give it to somebody. Oh, this was amazing, by the way. Those of you who, let's see, Brenny was face painting. Alicia was giving out cupcakes. Bonnie, you were there. Sal, you were there. Ginger was there. Matt was there. You guys were setting up yesterday. And I know I'm missing some of you that came. And really? We're going to... Oh, so for the next 9 minutes and 29 seconds, we're just going to stand here and what? Hey, Matt, pause it for a second. Let me bless them. And then if you want to stick around and watch the video, you're welcome to watch the video. It was really... There were 500 wristbands purchased for children, and we ran out. Wow. So just a really magnificent day for all of you who prayed about it, did stuff to help it, and showed up to support it. Thank you. It was really incredible to see that many young people running around in the front yard, and it was good. Thank you. So here, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to ask God to bless you. That would probably be better. As you leave this place, I would ask you to trust that from here, it starts your do-over, and you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you, and wherever you are, God has put you there. And God has a purpose in putting you there, and it's this. Christ, who lives inside of you, has something that he wants to do in you and with you and through you. Wherever you are, wherever you go, so go from this place, believe this, be certain of God's grace, God's love, and God's power. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Lord bless you all real good. Amen, amen. Happy Easter. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.